Okay, so we're doing Yud Zayin and Aleph in Beitza. It's Uvim Musafim. Okay, it's basically the Gemara. It's kind of just the Tanur Rabbanan. The case is talking about Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed, which comes out on Shabbos. Okay, so Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. Okay, Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. Second, it's just like this. Yeah, I guess we'll start from Tanarabana. Why not? Okay, so it's Tanarabana. It's like 10 to 15 lines in. Tanarabana. Shabbos Shechal Yitz Barosh Chodesh Shavachol Shom Oed. So Shabbos comes down Rosh Chodesh Shechal Oed. Arvus Shachos Vamin Chomis Baal Shabba. Vom Rein Hamar Rav Avodah. So Shachos, for the regular tefillahs, Marav Shachos Mincha, you do 7 brachos. And you say Yalviyavo, right? You say Yalviyavo, and so it's regular Shabbos davening, but you say Yalviyavo. Fine. Vimloamar machzirnasa, Rulazim Rabada. Okay, fine. So that was the question last week, where you say, do you say Yalviyavo, or do you add something into Hodah? That was what we did last week. But we go in Yalviyavo, okay? Yalviyavo. So in Shachos, Mincha, Mairev, of Shabbos, Chol Hamoed, or Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, you just put in Yalviyavo. Uv Musafim, and what do you do in Musaf on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos Chol Hamoed? Maskel b'shel Shabbos, u'misayim b'shel Shabbos, v'omer k'dushayim v'emtza. So you start and end with Shabbos, okay, Shabbos davening, and you put in the k'dushayim in the middle. Okay, what does that mean? Let's see here. Right. So basically, it's a Shabbos davening, and you throw yontif. You throw reference to Rosh Chodesh in the middle. Okay, you throw reference to Rosh Chodesh in the middle, not in the chasima though. It seems to be in the middle. It's basically a Shabbos bracha with a mention of Rosh Chodesh or a mention of Chol Hamoed. Okay. And Rav Shimon Levi, Rav Shimon Rav Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, Kol Mokom Shehus Kok L'Sheva, whenever you have 7 brachos, Maskel B'Shal Shabbos M'Sayim, Shal Shabbos Omer K'dush Yom B'Emtza. Okay, they say that you always include the Alviyavo. Okay, you always include Yal V'Yavo. I'm sorry. Even in Shachos Mincha Ma'ariv, right, what do? We do Shachos Mincha Ma'ariv, we just do regular Shabbos davening, and we just say Yal V'Yavo. But this she does holding, no. Even Shachos Mincha Ma'ariv, in the tefillah itself, in the Shemona Esrei itself, you should have a reference to, you should include Yal V'Yavo, include Rosh Chodesh. Not just as an addition in Ritzai, but actually in the bracha itself, You include Rosh Chodesh. You include mention of Rosh Chodesh. The difference? Well, one of them is like, I guess you put it into the Shemona Esrei itself. It's like the way we do it, for instance, let's say it's on Rosh Chodesh. Or Yalvia, or Chol Hamoed. So in Shacharis, you just do a regular Shabbos davening. And you just mention Yalviyavo. So, but the bracha, about the middle bracha, which is the day bracha, the bracha for the day, you really only have Shabbos, right? You only have Shabbos. You don't mention that it's Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed, right? Musaf you do. In Musaf, the middle of bracha is double. It includes both. It includes Rosh Chodesh, right? Let's say we do Tikkanta Shabbos. Oh, I'm sorry, Atei Tzarta in Musaf on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, right? And that includes reference to both. It includes Shabbos, it includes Rosh Chodesh. On Chol Hamoed, we do regular Musaf, Chol Hamoed davening, Yontif Musaf, right? So that's including the bracha, it's not just Yal V'Yavo. But in Shabbos Mincha Ma'ariv, we just do Yal V'Yavo. It's not really part of the main middle bracha, the Rosh Chodesh or the Yal V'Yavo, right? Why? Why not? So Rashi explained earlier that the reason why is because just like on a regular weekday, on a weekday, does Chol Moed get its own bracha? Or does Rosh Chodesh get its own bracha in Shachar, Mincha, Ma'ariv? Doesn't. It's just the Al V'Yavo. Right? In the 18, we do the regular Shemona Esrei. Mosav, it does. Mosav, it makes it to the main bracha. It gets its own bracha. But in Shabbos, Mincha, Ma'ariv, it's just an addition. So on Shabbos also. On Shabbos, why should it be any different? So on Shabbos, Shachar, Mincha, Ma'ariv is the regular Shabbos, Shachar, Mincha, Ma'ariv. You say Al V'Yavo. Same thing as regular. On Chol, right? You say the regular Shabbos with Ma'ariv, you put in Yal V'Yavo. Now it happens to be Shabbos. So too, same thing. You just do regular Shabbos davening, you put in Yal V'Yavo. But the second position holds, no. Is that on Shabbos, Shabbos Mincha Ma'ariv, once you're doing Shabbos, then you throw in Yal V'Yavo, I'm sorry, then you throw in mention of Rosh Chodesh or of Chol HaMoed in the Shabbos Bracha. You don't just do Yal V'Yavo. Then it kind of makes it into the Bittah. The real Bracha. That's the machlokas. It does it when there's no Shabbos Mincha Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh Chol Moed do not have their own bracha in general. But when you have a bracha of Shabbos, do you then include the Rosh Chodesh Chol Moed in the Shabbos bracha? Or you say no, this really don't belong there. Just like during the week you don't put it in, so too on Shabbos you don't put it in. Their position is that this is the zug, this pair of guys, they hold that whenever you're doing seven. So then you not only do Shabbos, you include reference to Rosh Chodesh or to Chol Moed in the seven, in the middle bracha itself. Okay, in the middle bracha itself. Rashi. So then the Gemara says, it says, Ein halacha kosozog. We don't pass like that, Shita. We don't pass like that, Shita, that you put it in there in Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv. So Rashi says, Ein halacha kosozog, Ela ketana kama, Dal ma'arvis sachas mincha, Mispal sheva, Vol meinu mar bavoda. So rather, we hold that you do it in Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv, you just do it in Yal V'Yava. Miu la v'chusak v'asei v'had, Dikamu m'safim, and this is what you're talking about, Maskel, He says, so we don't paskin. The Tanakhama holds that in Musaf, in Shacharis, you mention it, you just do Yal V'Yavo. In Musaf, he says you start with Shabbos and end with Shabbos and put in Rosh Chodesh or Chol Moed in the middle. He says, but we don't hold that way. We hold that you actually, in the Chasima itself, you put in the Rosh Chodesh or the Chol Moed. What? If Musaf. Yes, exactly, if Musaf. Of Musaf. And that was like the earlier, like Rebbe. Remember that was that whole question, Mishan Vesil, how do you deal with a day that has two different, do you do one or do you do both, all right? How do you work it out? So we throw in both in the Chasima. Right? We put them together in the Chasima. So fine. But so that's like a parenthetical. The point is that does Rosh Chodesh or Chol Moed make it to the middle bracha? On Shabbos and Yom Tov. It definitely doesn't have its own middle bracha. Right? Under ordinary conditions, during a weekday, it doesn't have its own middle bracha. It just gets a mention of Yal V'Yavo. But does it get its own bracha? Does it make it into the middle bracha when it's Shabbos? This is in Shabbos Mincha Ma'ariv. Okay, Musaf definitely makes it into its own bracha. Because you see, a Musaf, in regular Chol Moed, it has its own. A regular Rosh Chodesh, it has its own Musaf. So it gets a middle bracha. So therefore, if it overlaps with Shabbos, of course it gets in there. But on Shabbos Mincha Ma'ariv, where it doesn't get a special bracha, so you'd say is on Shabbos also shouldn't get a special bracha. Or you say no, that once you're doing seven, then you throw it in. Once you're doing seven, I think it means once you're doing you're going away from the regular Shemona Esrei of 18 brachas, and you're having a separate bracha to mention the Yom Shabbos. So then you throw in Rosh Chodesh also. You know what I mean? Because if on a regular weekday you don't mention the day anywhere, there's no bracha for the day, so then you just do Yal V'Yavo. But here you have a bracha for the Yom, for Shabbos. So then it says throw in Rosh Chodesh as well.
Like once you're changing
Once you're changing from the normal 18 and you're having a middle bracha, which is a bracha about the day, so then you throw in Rosh Chodesh into that bracha. You know what I mean? But we hold no. We hold it's true you're changing your doing a bracha about Shabbos. But you're not making bracha Rosh Chodesh, why would you make bracha Rosh Chodesh? So your own bracha Rosh Chodesh doesn't get its own bracha. You just do Yal V'Yavo, the same as always.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay, so Jonah said two things here, two good things. I mean, the first thing is that the first position is more mistaber, and the surface makes more sense, because he holds that we have a normal pattern, is that Rosh Chodesh doesn't when it comes to on Rosh Chodesh, in Shacharis, it basically just gets an add-in. In Musaf, it gets the real deal. It gets its own place. Right? Add-in on Shacharis and Mechamayev, it just gets Yalav Yavo. In Musaf, it gets its own Racha. So same thing on Shabbos. Same thing if it turns out on Shabbos. And Shacharis just gets an add-in, Yalav Yavo. And in Musaf, it works its way into the Tefillah. That's the more consistent position. The harder position is the one that says that, no, during the week, it just gets an add-in. On Shabbos and Mechamayev. And on Shabbos, it makes it into the main Racha. That's the harder position. But I think Jonah said also good is before we even get into explaining that second position, we got to figure out what's the deal with altogether with Rosh Chodesh. Two things, I think. One thing is what you're saying is why Rosh Chodesh doesn't make its way into Shacharis. It doesn't really have a bracha on Shacharis, but in most of it does, right? One question. Cholmoid also, right? A regular Cholmoid. Shacharis is the same regular Shacharis, except you say Al Yavo. Musaf, it's a separate new Shemazmi, right? That's one question. Right? Why is that different? What's the sense to that? And also, you see, as opposed to Shabbos, which Shabbos, you see, gets its own bracha both in Shacharis and in Musaf, right? Shabbos, so to speak, affects the davening, Shacharis and Musaf. Rosh Chodesh only really affects the davening in Musaf, but in Shacharis it basically stays the same. So before we get into what happens when we have this coincidence of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, it would be nice if we could understand Shabbos in its own right and Rosh Chodesh in its own right. Then we'll figure out what happens when they come together. You know, right, that's a good idea. So let's take that first. So why is it that on Shabbos or then in Rosh Chodesh, Shacharis doesn't, it only is mentioned a little bit. It only gets like a mention in Yalav Yavo, and in Musaf it becomes like the main thing. Right, as opposed to Shabbos, where it always gets the main thing, right? I mean, there's two ways to ask the question. One is, what's the difference between Rosh Chodesh Shacharis and Rosh Chodesh Musaf? Another way to ask the question is, what's the difference between Rosh Chodesh Shacharis and Shabbos Shacharis? Yeah, but either form. Can someone give me an answer to either one of those questions? Right, so the justice is that the first question is that why is it then Rosh Chodesh Shacharis? I think it halfway answers it. But why is it Rosh Chodesh Shacharis? You just say Al Yavo, but in Musaf it actually gets the Iker of the Tefillah. But Jonah says, yeah, but what else are you going to do for Musaf? What's Musaf going to be if not for Rosh Chodesh Musaf? There's the only reason you're doing Musaf is because it's Rosh Chodesh. So you can't, there's no generic Musaf, no such thing. But in Shacharis, you just do regular Shacharis. And you add in Yalav Yavo as an add-in. But in Musaf, the very definition of the Tefillah is a Tefillah Shel Musaf Rosh Chodesh. So of course it's going to be the Tefillah of Rosh Chodesh. Right? So the question then becomes, okay, fine, that makes sense. Musaf makes sense. But now why by Shacharis does it only get an add-in? As opposed to, let's say, as opposed to Shabbos, which in Shacharis doesn't get an add-in, but it takes over the whole davening. Right? Why is it that Rosh Chodesh doesn't take over davening in Shacharis, but Shabbos does take over davening in Shacharis? Right? Shabbos, it becomes a Yisrach Moshe and whatever. And Rosh Chodesh, Atachonin, regular davening, and you say, Aviyava. Right? So why is that? Another way to ask the question is, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh, right, on the one hand, versus Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed on the other hand? What's the fundamental difference such that Shabbos and Yom Tov takes over the davening, whereas Rosh Chodesh and Yalav Yavo, Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, do not take over the davening, but they're merely add-ins? Right? Yeah. Chaim says good. Chaim says that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov versus Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Shabbos and Yom Tov, I'm going to say it a little differently than you're saying, but it's the same basic idea. Is that it's a Kedusha Sayom. It's a whole different day. It's not Chol, right? It's an Isra Malacha. I say the primary distinction is an Isra Malacha. It's a Yom Kodesh, as opposed to a Yom Chol. Rosh Kodesh is Chol. Chol HaMoed is Chol. It's true, it's Chol with a characteristic. Not just your ordinary Yom Chol, but Chol HaMoed. Chol Rosh Kodesh. Right, it's a day, it's a Yom Chol. You do Malacha, but there's a feature of the day which gives it a certain mark of distinction. Yom Tov and Shabbos are different days. They're Yom Kodesh. So what it's saying is, on a Yom Kodesh, the tefillah has to be different. If it's a different day, it has mechayiv and a different tefillah. Shabbos is a different day, it has to have a tefillah, tefillah shel Shabbos. Yom Tov is a different day, tefillah shel Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh is not a different day. It's Chol. It's a tefillah shel Chol. Now, the day has a characteristic, so you have to mention that characteristic when you're Omer L'fnei Hashem. But the way you mention it is you mention it in the Chol Moed, you mention it as an Aaron. Okay, but the tefillah is essentially tefillah shel Chol. Okay, because essentially the Yom is Yom Chol. It's not really a Kedusha Seyom per se. Okay, it's a regular day. Right, in the life of a person, it's a regular day. It's not a different day. Because Malacha is what makes a Yom Kodesh with Yom Chol. But in Mikdash, it is a different day. See, Mikdash, there's a difference between you, how you define the day, how it's defined vis-a-vis a person's life. But then Mikdash, there is a Kedusha Seyom of Rosh Chodesh. They're a different day. There's all different karbanos. There's the ordinary karbanos, but it's a whole different day. There's the musafim. And as in Mikdash and Musaf, there's the karban Musaf. And Musaf is based upon the yom of the Torah's Avodah and the Mikdash. And as far as Avodah and the Mikdash, Rosh Chodesh has its own tefillah for its own Avodah, for its own Musaf. And Chol Moed has its own tefillah for its own Musaf. Whereas the Musaf definitely doesn't have to be a unique, I mean, there's other ways to look at it, but in the simplest way is to say, Musaf doesn't have to be a different day, the Musaf is connected to Karban Musaf. So it's a Musaf Shalosh Chodesh, so it's going to be, and it's for the Musaf has nothing to do with what's the nature of the day, and the tefillah of the day. The very tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, Musaf, is a tefillah of the Musaf, of the Karban Musaf, so of course it's going to be a tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, or a tefillah of whatever has a Karban Musaf is going to be there, because that's the nature of the thing, it's for the day of the Mikdash, for the Karban and the Mikdash, for the added Karban, which the day brings in the Mikdash. That's a simple way to say it. It's just like we were saying before. Since there's a Musaf, so the whole tefillah of a Musaf, tefillah's Musaf is connected to the Musaf. So whatever the Musaf is, the Musaf is. But Shachris isn't connected to the Musaf. Shachris is the tefillah of the day. So if the day is the Kedusha Seyom, an essentially differentiated day, it has its own tefillah. If it's an ordinary day with an added feature, so then it has ordinary tefillah with an added feature. Right? This is background. Right now, we're ready to deal with our issue. No, you have a problem. If, for instance, the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so Musaf doesn't really present the problem, because Musaf is a tefillah which reflects the karbanos, the added karbanos ayam. So Rosh Chodesh has its own added karbanos. Shabbos has its own added karbanos. So now, if you have, they coincide, so you're going to have to mention them both in Musaf, because they both have karbanos, which both demand mention in the tefillah. So it's a tefillah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's not just Shabbos, it's not just Rosh Chodesh. There, insofar as Musaf, Shabbos isn't any better than Rosh Chodesh. Insofar as your regular, the Gavra, regular tefillah, Shabbos is a whole unique day, and Rosh Chodesh is just like an added thing. So therefore, Shabbos is more primary. But insofar as the Karban Musaf and the Mikdash, and the Karban Musaf and the Mikdash, they bring a certain amount of animals, whatever, for Shabbos, a regular day, regular, then additional ones for Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh. And they're two totally separate things. So of course the Karban Musaf is going to have to include both of them. Why would you, they're both there and you have to have them both. Of course you're going to have the Karban. How could you not have that? Just relegate Rosh Chodesh to the Alvi Avo, but Rosh Chodesh needs Musaf. It needs a Karban Musaf, it needs a Tefillah Musaf. It needs to be mentioned in the Tefillah and the Musaf as a primary player. Because it is a primary player, it obligates one in Musaf in its own right. Now we're ready to take our case, the case of the Machlokas, which is Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, what do you do in Shachris? What do you do in Shachris? Okay, what do you do in Shachris? So what would you say, so far with what we have, what would you say? What do you do about, so definitely you can do Tefillah of Shabbos, right? But what do you do about Rosh Chodesh? Do you incorporated into the tefillah of Shabbos, or do you just have it as an add-on? So what would you say? So far I think we haven't changed really. I mean, we understand things a little better, but it still makes sense is that Rosh Chodesh is not a unique day. The day is Shabbos. It's not Chol, it's Shabbos. Now, it's Shabbos which has a feature of Rosh Chodesh, just like you have Chol with a feature of Rosh Chodesh. So if Chol is a feature of Rosh Chodesh, you put Rosh Chodesh as an add-on. Now you have Shabbos which has a feature of Rosh Chodesh. You do a regular tefillah of Shabbos, and you mention Rosh Chodesh as an add-on. Right, that makes sense. Why would now the, why should the Rosh Chodesh make its way into the tefillah of the Shabbos? It's not, Rosh Chodesh is by its nature an add-on, because that's the nature of the way it affects the day. It's only an added feature of the day. Right? So that's the first position, that's the way we hold. But there's this, this zug, the second, this other position holds, no, is that once we're doing a tefillah of seven, so then we put in the Rosh Chodesh into the four, into that middle bracha. But what's the sense to that? That's where we're at. What's the sense to that? Okay, so maybe like this, is that, how do you understand Shabbos? Let's say you have normally have 18 brachos, 19 brachos, now all of a sudden it's Shabbos and you do 7 brachos. How do you understand that tefillah? Is that a tefillah shel Shabbos? It's like, what's the idea of doing that tefillah? Maybe this is a one way to look at it. Shabbos demands its own tefillah. It's Shabbos. Part of the Kedushas of Shabbos is that we're Mekadesh to Shabbos through tefillah. Something like that, right? It's like, it's part of our celebration of Shabbos is that we daven differently. And it's a tefillah shel Shabbos. Okay? It's like, it's essentially a part of Shabbos is that it has its own davenings. Okay, so it's tefillah shel Shabbos. So now you'll say, if that's the case, so then what role does Rosh Chodesh have in that tefillah? What role should that have in the tefillah? You know? What role would you say? If it's a tefillah shel Shabbos, that's its identity. Right? An add-on, exactly. Because it's a Shabbos, which has a feature of Rosh Chodesh. But essentially, we're davening now with Shabbos. Shabbos demands that you do a tefillah shel Shabbos. Chol has regular tefillah chol. Now it's a tefillah shel Shabbos. Shabbos is a chayv that it's expressed in davening. So it's a tefillah shel Shabbos. Now, oh, but it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Rosh Chodesh is a feature. Just like it's a feature of Chol, it's a feature of Shabbos. So you add it in, like always, it's an add-on. Yalav yalav, like ordinary. Okay, question?
More like a... What do you call it?
The other side learns, no, it's not a tefillah shel Shabbos. That's not the essence of what that tefillah is. Rather, it's a tefillah shel the Yom. Tefillah shel Yom. Which means, is that, like, remember we talked about Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that there's an idea of including the day in the tefillah? So it's saying is that when you have a unique day, and essentially a different day, so it's a mechayiv in its own tefillah, a tefillah of the day. Okay? Yeah, it's Shabbos. Shabbos is what the day happens to be. But essentially, is that, that Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is demands, no. So essentially, you look at the second position learns is that the tefillah is essentially a tefillah of the Yom. Baruch Shem Yom Yom demands that when you have an essentially differentiated day, it has an essentially differentiated tefillah. The tefillah about the day. The tefillah about the day. Okay? And that happens to be Shabbos. Now, if essentially the identity of the tefillah is the tefillah about the Yom, so then in the Yom, there's a primary characteristic of the day and a secondary characteristic of the day. Right? It's Shabbos, which has the feature of Rosh Chodesh. See, on a regular, see, it is mechayim in a tefillah of the Yom. So, it's mechayim in a new tefillah called the tefillah sayom. Okay, it only if the day reaches a significant level, that it's called a new day, that it's mechayim in a new tefillah called the tefillah sayom. Rosh Chodesh isn't new enough that it's mechayim in a tefillah sayom. It doesn't bring about a tefillah sayom. It just takes the regular tefillah and it's mechayim in an addition. But when the day becomes qualitatively differentiated, it's mechayev in a new tefillah sayom. That the yom is so different that it's mechayev in a whole new tefillah. It doesn't just demand that you take your regular tefillah and throw in and add in, but it's mechayev in a new tefillah sayom. This is such a different day, it's mechayev in a tefillah sayom. Now, if the identity of tefillah sayom, then even the secondary characteristic of the day will make it into there. Now, the secondary characteristic alone won't be mechayev in a new tefillah, in a brand new tefillah. A new tefillah sayom, it will just be an added. But once you're already doing a tefillah sayom, so then this is also a feature of the yom. So therefore that bracha is a bracha about the yom. And the yom really has a primary characteristic and a secondary characteristic. Now the secondary characteristic isn't strong enough to be mechayev in a whole new tefillah. But given that you are doing a tefillah, and the tefillah is a tefillah of the yom, so you include in it the secondary characteristic. That's what he says. Once you come up to Zakuk Hasheva, once you are Zakuk to seven, once you cut it down from just being a regular, ordinary davening to a davening of the Yom, so then you include all the features of the Yom in it. If you didn't have a tefillah sayom, but you're just stuck on your regular tefillah, so then Rosh Chodesh isn't significant enough to demand in a whole new tefillah sayom. It's just a regular tefillah with an addition, with an added. But now it's a tefillah sayom, so tefillah sayom includes all the features of the yom. Whereas the other position now says, no, it's not tefillah sayom. The machayim of this tefillah is not just because Baruch Shem Yom Yom expressed the day in the davening, but it's since it's Shabbos, Shabbos is machayim in the tefillah shel Shabbos. It's essentially a halacha in Shabbos, and a Shabbos machayim in tefillah shel Shabbos. So if that's the case, then it's tefillah shel Shabbos. Now you say, oh, well, that happens to be Rosh Chodesh. Fine, it's going to throw in Rosh Chodesh in the end. But the whole identity of the tefillah is tefillah shel Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh is no essential place in the tefillah. Its place in tefillah is the same as the place on any tefillah, which is just an Eden. So that's just an Eden. See, normally I'd say it's like this, is that the idea of Baruch Shem Yom Yom means you have to recognize that in your only Lifnei Hashem, the Yom has to be reflected. Okay, the Yom has to be reflected. So how is it reflected? So there are different ways to reflect it. So the saying is, well, it depends how significant the uniqueness of the Yom is. If the Yom is only significant, just to add in the nature of the thing is a regular weekday, it's just that it's a Rosh Chodesh. Well, it's a regular weekday, it's just a Talmud. So then, it doesn't mechayev me, it's not strong enough to change the whole character of the tefillah. It just must be mentioned, because that's the nature of its relationship to the Yom, you know? But if the day is a Shabbos, is a day where the whole character of the day is differentiated, so then it's mechayev me to really do a new tefillah, the tefillah of the Yom. Okay, a tefillah where the whole tefillah is a tefillah about the Yom. But now that it's a tefillah about the Yom, now I have to analyze what is the nature of the day. So it is part of the day, it is part of the Yom. So in my bracha, which is a bracha expressing the Yom, so I'm going to have to mention both parts of the Yom. Now it's true, the main part of the bracha will be Shabbos, whatever, but they're both parts of the Yom. So it's true that it wasn't enough to bring about a whole to change my ordinary seder tefillah in order to be mechayev it. But it is part of the yom, and once I'm doing a tefillah shel yom, I have to include that as well. You know what I mean? But that's presuming the nature of the tefillah on Shabbos is a tefillah of the yom. It's a din in Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. It's a din of expressing the nature of the yom before God. But if you learn that the essence of a tefillah shel Shabbos is mechayev me to be mekadesh the yom through tefillah, so then what does Rosh Chodesh have anything to do with it? Rosh Chodesh is merely an added in that framework. If it's essentially a din of tefillah shel Shabbos, then Rosh Chodesh's role is merely an added. You know what I mean? I think that's the end of this thing. Okay, that's the end of this thing. But I think what I want to do next. Oh, so tomorrow, I don't know if it's like, tomorrow I'm not going to be here. But Jonah's going to be Jonah Mishan. Jonah Mishan. is going to be giving tomorrow. I have a meeting in school, so I'm not going to be able to be here. And after that, I think I'm going to do is totally so something new, not beta. I think I'm going to do this sugya of Shnai Mikra Vecha Dirgam.
What?
Shnai Mikra Vecha Dirgam. I love doing, you know, going over the parsha twice and once in the Dirgam. So there's a Gemara and Brachas. I think Chesem Abayis, Chesem Anala, something like that. Okay, so I think I'm gonna. I think that's what I want to do next. Okay, I mean we're kind of winding down here, you know. So I think I want to go to that. It's an interesting thing.